看到有天使，有天君，有各族各方面的人在那里围着宝座敬拜的时候。
We know as John saw the throne of God surrounded by angels and elders and four living creatures.
然后他说天上有一片的寂静。
And then he said there was a moment of silence.
我相信他所看到的那个情形不是单单天上的。
What he saw was a vision from heaven.
因为在地上敬拜的时候也应该是这样。
Because when we worship on earth, it should be the same way.
让我们现在把眼睛闭起来。
Let us close our eyes.
在沉静中用我们的心来敬拜。
In silence, let's worship with our hearts.
用我们的心来俯伏在他的面前。
Let our hearts be bowed before him.
我们要有时候是欢呼。
Sometimes we should be full of joy.
有时候是大声的这样敬拜感谢。
Sometimes we raise our voice in worship to him.
很多时候我们在沉默中来敬拜他。
But often we need to just worship him in silence.
那个敬拜是更深刻的。
Because that is a much deeper.
Fill all my vision.
充满我心境。
这个英文的歌名应该是充满我所有的视力或者我的看见。
Fill all my vision.
这个 vision 这个字很多人翻作意象，很多人把这个 vision 都翻作是意象。 vision 就是那个看见，是一个里面的看见。
vision is like an inner seeing.
有一个英文字常常普通用的就是 insight
There's another English word we can use as insight. It's an inner vision.
这个写诗人他所求的就是他巴不得他里面的眼睛啊所看到的全都是耶稣。
This writer, his desire that everything that he would see within him is Jesus.
我们要常常的要求说主啊充满我。
We need to often pray this, Lord, fill me.
首先是充满我们的心。
First, he needs to fill our heart.
我们的灵。
Our spirit.
我们的心灵。
Our heart and spirit.
英文字常常用一个 soul. 那个 soul 就是我们中文，有时候翻译是魂，有时候翻译就是心灵的意思。
So, or you can say fill up our soul.
叫我们的心灵呢，常常被耶稣来充满。
Let's ask Jesus to often fill our soul.
如果他常常充满我们的心灵的时候
，and he fills our heart and soul in this way.
我们所看的、所想的都是耶稣。
What we think about, what we feel, is Jesus Christ Himself.
然后我们所活出来的很自然的就是耶稣的形象。
And then we automatically live out His image.
别人所看到的。
What others see
未必是耶稣
may not necessarily be Jesus.
可是他觉得你那么好
And they think something about you so wonderful.
有的人说教会的人都很好
So others, some people say, oh, all the church people are so nice.
这也是一种耶稣荣行的一种反应
This can also be a reflection of Jesus' glory.
不过在这个世界上也有很多好人
But of course, there are many good people in this world.
他会让你觉得很好，对你很好。
You know, they are very good to you. They will treat you well.
可是那个好跟基督徒所活出来的好是不一样的。
But this kind of goodness is absolutely different from when you live out Christ.
基督徒如果他心里面所看见的、所想的、所充满的都是耶稣。
If a Christian's thoughts, affections are filled with Christ,
他活出来的很自然的就会有耶稣的形象。
Then automatically he will live out the holy image of Jesus.
如果他里面呢被耶稣充满的有多少
If this person, depending on how much he is filled with Jesus,
他外面活出来的就有多少
That's how much he will outwardly live out Jesus' image.
但是无论如何每个基督徒都多多少少的 在他的身上我们看到一点耶稣基督的形象。
No matter what, every Christian, little or much, reflects the image of Jesus.
有时候即使他发了脾气了，然后又来认错了。
Like sometimes, maybe Christian will lose temper, but then he will admit he was wrong.
那个脾气是他自己的表现。
The temper is an expression of himself.
他来道歉的时候，认错的时候，那是耶稣的表现出来。
But when he admits his wrong, that is the expression of Christ in him.
所以我们也需要学习怎么样认出在弟兄姐妹身上的耶稣。
So we need to know how to see the Christ in brothers and sisters.
世界上一个好人，那不是耶稣形象的表现。
A good person in this world, that is not the expression of Christ.
但是一个基督徒，
But a Christian,
他本来是不好的。
Originally, he was not so good.
可是因为耶稣在他里面，
But because Christ is in him,
他变了。
He changes.
那么他变了以后的所有的表现呢，那个就是耶稣。
Once he changes, that expression is Jesus.
可是这个变是渐渐的变的。
But this kind of change is gradual.
不是啊，马上就成为一个圣人了，好像耶稣那样。
It's not like overnight he becomes a holy man like Jesus.
他是一点一点的改变。
Bit by bit, he's changed.
有的人他如果追求的多。
Some people who seek more.
他愿意啊顺服的多
，They are willing to obey more，
他就被改变的多
，Then they will be changed more，
就会改变的快
，Then they will be changed quicker。
不过一般的情形呢，都是啊渐渐的，一点一点的改变的。
And in most situations, a gradual change。
无论我们改变的慢或是改变的快
，Whether we are changed quickly or slowly，
如果我们没有改变。
If we have not changed,
那就是耶稣的形象没有在我们身上活出来。
That means the image of Christ has not been expressed through us.
我们也可以说哈，我们的灵命啊没有长进。
In other words, our spiritual life is not growing.
所以一个基督徒
，So a Christian
都被改变
，that he can be changed，
这是不可没有的一个经历。
You must have this kind of experience as a Christian.
因为改变就是耶稣形象的一个表现。
Because change is an expression of the image of Christ.
而且一个生命被改变的见证。
The testimony of a person's life who's been changed.
比我们口头上所讲的、所写的东西还要有力量。
It's far more powerful than anything we can write or say.
人看到生命的改变呢，他就没有话说。
When a person sees a changed life, there's nothing they can say.
但是改变呢，很多时候也是不容易的。
But change is often difficult.
需要我们肯牺牲。
We need to be willing to sacrifice.
需要我们肯向自己死。
We need to be willing to die to ourselves.
肯吃亏。
Be shortchanged.
甘拜下风，这是一个中国的一个成语。
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
Willing to be a loser.
Oh, willing to be a loser.
In the kingdom of God,
在神的国度中
the law oftentimes is the reverse of the natural law.
这个自然的律经常跟属灵的律是相反的。
In the kingdom of God, losing is gaining.
在神的国度失去是得着。
Giving is receiving.
给是接受。
Being small is becoming great.
变小是变成伟大。
这些可以说都是天国的利率。
You could say that these are all the principles or the laws of the kingdom.
跟这个世界上的这个定律是不一样的。
It's opposite of the laws of this world.
在耶稣身上我们就看到这些情形。
In Jesus Christ, we see this condition.
他是降卑到最低的那个地位。
He lowered himself to the lowest place.
然后神就把他升到最高的地位。
Therefore, God hath exalted him to the highest place.
他牺牲最多，所有的他都撇弃了。
He gave up everything for us.
神就将万有都给他。
Therefore, God has given him everything.
他是承受万有的。
He is the one who has inherited all things.
那这些真的跟世界上的一些原则哈，那是完全相反的。
This is altogether different than the principles of this world.
在天国里面
，In the kingdom of God,
耶稣说最小的就是至大的。
Jesus said, "He who is the smallest will be the greatest."
凡爱惜生命的就失丧生命。
Whoever cherishes his life will lose his life.
凡为耶稣牺牲生命的就得着生命。
But whoever for Jesus' sake loses his life will gain his life.
这个牺牲未必就是为主殉道了，死掉了。
Sacrifice is not necessarily being a martyr for Jesus.
牺牲很多的时候就是肯吃亏，肯让步。
Sacrifice so often is that you'll take the shorter end of the stick and you're willing to yield to others.
求别人的益处，不求自己的益处。
You seek others' interests more than your own.
这个就是哥林多前书十三章所说的。
First Corinthians 13 describes love also in this way.
真正的爱都是牺牲的。
True love is sacrifice.
我们也可以说哈，牺牲是爱的另外一个代名词。
We can also say synonym for love is sacrifice.
耶稣他来到地上，圣经告诉我们说
，Jesus came to earth and he said，
他不但降为最卑微的地步
，Not only did he lower himself，
他也是把他所有的都倒空了。
He emptied himself of everything，
因为他倒空了自己
，Because he emptied himself，
所以神就将他一切的丰盛都住在他的里面。
Therefore, all the fullness of God dwelleth in him bodily.
而且在哥罗西书里面告诉我们。
And Colossians tells us.
说父喜欢叫一切的丰盛住在他的里面。
It says God delights and all his fullness dwelleth in his son.
一提到他的儿子耶稣。
Once he mentions his son Jesus.
父神的心啊。就得到满足。
The heart of the Father is so satisfied.
他就是喜悦。
He delights.
这个他至少有两次圣经记载。
There's two areas in the Bible.
一次是他有一次带三个门徒啊到山上去改变了形象。
Of course, the first time is on the Mount of Transfiguration with his three disciples.
另外一次呢，就是他在受洗的时候从水里上来。
The second time is in his baptism when he rose up from the water.
圣经告诉我们说，从天上有声音出来。
Says there was a voice from heaven saying,
说这是我的爱子。
This is my son.
是我所喜悦的。
My beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
从天上有声音出来。
There was a voice from heaven.
这个意思就是说，神要向全地的人宣告。
The meaning is that he wants to make a declaration to all the peoples of this earth.
说耶稣是他所喜悦的。
Jesus is his beloved son.
耶稣在地上的时候，常常称呼他自己叫人子。
When Jesus was on the earth, he often called himself the Son of Man.
你们有没有想过他是神子，神的儿子。
We know he's God's son.
为什么他称自己是人子。
So why did he call himself the Son of Man?
有没有想过这个问题。
Have you ever thought of this question?
神子，神的儿子我们都很清楚。
Son of God, we understand.
但是我们也要可以说比较深一点的来领会哈，神的儿子。他的意思是什么
？But we need to have a deeper understanding of what it means, the Son of God.
不是像我们人哈有一个儿子。
It's not like humans. We have a son.
他是我的儿子。
Oh, this is my son.
我是父亲。
I'm the father. He's the son.
在圣经里面呢，讲到神的儿子。
In the Bible, when he talks about God's son,
那个最主要的意思。
The main meaning
就是人看见了他，就是看见了神。
When people saw Jesus, they saw God.
我们中国人有一句话就是很接近这个意思。
There's a Chinese saying,
有其父必有其子，是吧？
When you see the Father, then you know there's the Son.
英文是说 like Son, like Father.
Like Son, like Father.
Like Son, like Father, 就是说你看到这个儿子呢，就是知道他的父亲是什么样子。所以讲到耶稣是神的儿子，最主要的意思，他是神的彰显。
When we say Jesus is the Son of God, it means that Jesus is God expressed.
用希伯来书第一章的第三节的话说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
To use the word in Hebrews 1:3, he is the express image of God.
然后第二节就说到他是神本体的真相。
And then the second verse says, He is the exact representation and image of God.
你要想知道神的本身是什么样子，你就看耶稣就知道。
If you want to know what God looks like, His representation, look at Jesus.
那人子的意思呢？
What is the meaning of the Son of Man?
意义是告诉我们，他是神的儿子，但是他也成了人的儿子。
It means not only is he the son of God, but he became a son of a man.
用希伯来书第二章的话来说呢，他也成了血肉之体。
To use the word in Hebrews 2, he partook in flesh and blood.
就是跟我们一样。
He became like us.
第二个意思。
The next meaning.
那是最重要的。
And most importantly.
就是他是人类的模范和榜样。
Is that he is the model of humanity, an example of humanity.
或者说神他要得着的人
The man that God wants to gain.
就是要像耶稣人子这样的一个
Needs to be like Jesus Christ, the Son of Man.
所以我们如果没有被改变
So we have not been changed.
当然神改变我们不是为了改变而改变
Of course, God doesn't want to change us just for the sake of change.
神改变我们，要使我们越来越像他的儿子耶稣。
God changes us to conform us more and more into the image of his son.
只等到
Until
我们成为神所要的那样的那个人。
Until we become the very man or woman that God desires.
比如在耶稣的身上
For instance, on Jesus.
他的形象
His image.
他是圣洁
He is holy.
他是谦卑柔和的那一位
He was so humble and altogether gentle.
他充满了爱
Full of love.
他为别人从来不为他自己
He was always for others, never for self.
也可以说啊，他是一个没有自己的人
Or you could say he's a person without self.
在这个世界上啊现在恐怕找不到像耶稣这样一个人。
I think we cannot find such a person in the world today.
你无论怎么对待他
No matter how you treat Jesus.
他就是爱你。
He just loves you.
他来的目的就是要爱你。
He came to love you.
他要来救你。
To save you.
他要使你得到这个福音的好处。
To bless you with the gospel.
他要你得着神在天上所为我们预备的那个永远的福分。
To gain that eternal inheritance that God has laid up for us in heaven.
换句话说他来呀是把神所为我们预备那个最好的要给我们。
In other words, Jesus came to give the best that God has prepared for us.
但是呢他必须要解决我们这个罪的问题。
But he must resolve the sin problem.
因为我们自从哈亚当跟夏娃吃了那个伊甸园那个禁果以后
Because ever since we, or Adam and Eve partook of that forbidden fruit in the garden,
我们都犯罪了。
We all have sinned.
所以罗马书第三章那里说哈，世人都犯了罪。
So Romans 3 said, all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fallen short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀就说不再像神了。
That means falling short of God's glory means we no longer look like God.
因为神就是荣耀。
Because God is glory.
耶稣就是这个荣耀所发的光辉。
And Jesus is an expression of that glory.
所以耶稣来呢
So Jesus coming,
他必须要把我们哈要带回到那个亚当跟夏娃哈没有犯罪之前。
So Jesus came to restore us to the condition, the pre-fallen condition of Adam and Eve.
而圣经里面所说的罪
And the Bible talks about sin.
也是种在里面的
It's also talking about inside.
我们所说的罪都是外面的坏的行为
Often we mention sin is this bad behavior.
不法的行为不义的行为
Lawless, wicked behavior.
我们就是看这些为罪
That's what we see as sin.
可是神是看我们的里面的。
But the Lord looks at our inside.
在我们还没有哈，有了这个犯罪的行为之前，他已经看到我们里面的罪了。
Before we have that sinful behavior outwardly, he sees the sin nature inside us.
譬如主耶稣他讲过这样一句话。
Just like Jesus said these words.
他说，一个人，一个男人，如果看到妇女就动淫念的。
He said, if a man looks at a woman and has lustful thoughts,
他说他在他的心里面呢，已经跟他犯了奸淫了。
He said, in his heart, he has already committed adultery.
你看，他心里只是这样想。
This person just thinking this in his thoughts.
他还没有好像做出什么事情来，坏的事情来。
No action yet.
但是在神看来
But according to God,
他已经犯罪了。
He's already sinned.
而为什么圣经说哈，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So why does the Bible say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God?
你知道这一句话哈，有很多在世界上哈，有道德的人呐，很好的人没有办法接受。
Many people who are very moral in this world cannot accept this truth.
因为他们觉得我们从来没有做过错事情。
They feel, we never have done anything bad.
怎么说我们世人都犯了罪呢?
How can you say all have sinned?
可是他们不知道。
But what they don't know.
在神的眼光中。
In the eyes of God.
我们有没有犯罪的行为?
If we have sinful behavior.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
因为我们里面呢有了一个罪性。
Because we have the sin nature in us.
而且亚当跟夏娃他们所犯的罪
Also Adam and Eve, the sin they committed
在人看来不是什么很大的罪很严重的罪
From human standpoint, it doesn't look like a great sin
只是他们吃了在伊甸园里面的神不许他们吃的那个树上的果子
All they did was eat the forbidden fruit
有人就说那个是个苹果
Some say it was an apple.
圣经根本没有说是什么果子。
The Bible never said what kind of fruit that is.
反正今天苹果反而是对我们好的。
Actually, today, apple is very good for us.
那么每个人有一句话说 ,an apple a day keeps the doctor away. 那时候你每天吃一个苹果呢就不需要看医生了呢。好像不是很严重对不对就神说你别的树上的果子都可以吃就是这一棵树上的果子啊。你不可以吃。
A sin doesn't seem so serious. God just said, you can eat of all the other fruits, the fruits on the trees, but this fruit don't eat.
因为你们吃的日子哈必定死。
But he said, the day thou shalt eat of it, you shall surely die.
那结果撒旦以蛇的形状
Satan in the form of a snake
出现了
appeared.
那个时候我相信那个撒旦还没有被神咒诅之前呢，我相信他不是用肚子走路的。
I'm sure at that time Satan had not been cursed yet, so he was.
但是他就来引诱
crawling on the belly.
没问题，你可以吃，吃了以后你的眼睛就明亮。
And he tempted Eve and said, "It's okay, eat of it, and on the day of it, your eyes will be opened."
你就那个像神。
Then you can look like God.
他那个像神不是我们所说的像耶稣。
We're not talking about.Looking like Jesus.
你就是什么都能做了。
And then you can do anything.
这是那个骄傲，我们里面那个骄傲的毒素。
This is the poison of pride within us.
就这样哈，当夏娃吃了，然后也给亚当也吃了，然后这个骄傲的毒素就进到他们的里面。
Once Eve ate it and gave it to Adam, then the poison of pride entered into all of us.
这个毒素呢就成了人背叛神的那个东西。
This poison became the root of man's rebellion.
所以所有神所吩咐他们的事情，叫他们不要做的，他们都去做。
So everything that God commanded them not to do, they did.
所以到后来神不得不设立一些律法。
So therefore God had to set up laws.
圣经说律法是叫人知罪的。
And the Bible says law lets us know sin.
神所以赐下这些律法呢是叫人知道有罪了。
God gives us a law to show us our sin.
那么耶稣来
When Jesus Christ came,
他成为一个人子。
He became the Son of Man.
虽然他是人
Even though he's a man.
虽然他有人的软弱
And he has the weaknesses of men.
他也受过、啊、人所受过的各种的试探
And all points tempted as we are.
但是这个人没有犯罪
But this man had no sin.
他之所以、没有犯罪
What it means he did not sin.
是因为他跟神有一个关系
Because he has this relationship with God.
第一，他把神的话丰丰富富藏在他的心里面。
Number one, God's word richly dwelt within him.
所以圣经说，耶和华，我将你的话藏在我的心里面，我就不至于犯罪。
So in the Psalms it says, I have hid thy word in my heart, that I may not sin against thee, Jehovah.
特别哈，圣经对年轻人讲说，一个年轻人怎么能够得到洁净呢？就是。
It's also especially addressed to young men. It's like, how can a young man keep his way clean?
一个年轻的人，无论是男的是女的，怎么样才能够保持他的纯洁而不犯罪呢？
How can a young man or a young woman keep her heart clean and not sin?
那是将神的话藏在他们的心里。
To let the word of God, the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
那耶稣是出生一个犹太人的家庭。
Jesus was born in a Jewish household.
在犹太人的家庭里面
In Jewish homes.
他们最基本的教训就是要熟读旧约圣经。
Their most basic training is that they need to be totally familiar with the Old Testament writings.
从六岁开始一直到十二岁。
From age 6 to 12.
在这个六年的里面
In the 6-year period,
他们都把旧约圣经啊都念得很熟。
They are already very familiar with the Old Testament.
所以圣经也告诉我们说当耶稣十二岁的时候
So the Bible says that when Jesus was 12 years old,
他在圣殿里面
In the temple,
跟那一些教法师啊那些说圣经的学者在那里有说有答有问的。
He was discussing, answering questions, and questioning those scribes and Pharisees.
很多人都很稀奇，这个十二岁的小孩，他知道的那么多。
So they were so amazed. How could this 12-year-old have such knowledge?
那因为他把神的话藏在他的心里面。
That's because he had stored the word of God in his heart.
所以当他在旷野受魔鬼试探的时候
So when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted by the enemy,
他就是用神的话来对付他。
He used the word of God to deal with the enemy.
因为圣经告诉我们说神的话就是圣灵的宝剑。
Because the Bible tells us that the word of God is a sword of the Spirit.
这个宝剑呢特别是为了要刺杀魔鬼的。
The sword of the Spirit is for battling the Satan, killing Satan.
当保罗说到这个神的道就是圣灵的宝剑。
When Paul speaks of the word of God as the sword of the Spirit.
这个时候他是讲到啊神所给我们所全副的那个军装。
This is when he talks about that God has given us the full armor of God.
当我们要跟魔鬼和黑暗的势力来征战的时候
When we're going to battle against Satan and the dark forces
我们就需要穿上神所赐给我们的
全副军装 We need to put on the full armor of God
这里面比如说信心很重要
So therefore faith is important
那个公义很重要
Righteousness
还有一直住在主的里面
Of course constantly abiding in the Lord
活在这个福音的救恩里面
To living in the gospel message.
还要被圣灵充满。
Of course, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
还有神的话。
And you need the word of God.
知道如何在圣灵中来运用神的话。
So that you know how to use the word under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
我们把这些神所赐给我们的全副军装我们穿上的话。
When we wear this full armor of God.
保罗就告诉我们我们就能够抵挡魔鬼。
Then Paul says, then we can stand against the enemy.
在磨难的日子我们就可以抵挡魔鬼
On the day of difficulty we can stand against the enemy
而且可以胜过他而站得住
And we can not only stand against him but overcome him
那主耶稣他成为人子
Jesus Christ becoming the Son of Man.
他的意思就是说他跟我们是一样有血肉之地。
The meaning is that he partook in flesh and blood like us.
他也受过各样的试探。
And that he was tempted in all ways as we are.
我也相信他受过各样的引诱。
I also believe he was also faced all kinds of temptation.
但是因为他有神的话。
But because he had the word of God in him.
因为他常常向父神祷告。
Because he often cried out to the Father.
他跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
He had an intimate relationship with God.
所以当撒旦来攻击他的时候。
So when Satan came to attack him.
他能够站得住。
He could stand.
而且他能够得胜。
And he could be victorious.
这样的人。
This kind of man.
就是他的名字叫做人子的意思。
This is the meaning of the Son of Man.
这样的人。
This kind of man
是神所要的
is what God is looking for.
他是一个榜样
Jesus set us an example.
或者我们用那个旧约的神对摩西所说的话来做比喻
Or we could use the words in the New Testament that Moses used.
神吩咐摩西建造会幕的时候
When God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle.
每一样东西它都有一定的尺寸
Everything had its certain measurement.
那摩西在神的家中全然尽忠。
Moses in God's house was altogether faithful.
就是凡神所吩咐他的。
It says everything that the Lord told him to do.
他都做了。
He did it.
他也都记下来了。
And he wrote it all down.
而且从来没有自己的意见。
And he never had his own opinion.
神要他怎么做他就怎么做。
Whatever the Lord told him to do, he did.
虽然有一些他不明白。
Though there are some things he doesn't quite
他就顺服这样去做了
understand, he just obeyed.
那等到这些他都做完了
After he had completed everything,
神就说啊
The Lord told him,
你要谨慎
You need to be careful.
要照着山上的样式啊来建造
He said, be careful that you do everything according to the pattern upon the mount.
要按照那个山上的样式
You must do everything according to the pattern upon the mount.
对，这是记载在希伯来书第八章。
This is recorded in Hebrews chapter 8.
第八章，这就是今天晚上好像神要带领我们讲这个第八章。
I feel like the Lord is leading us to talk about this. Hebrews chapter 8.
刚才我们讲到这个第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节那个最后一句。
We see the last part of Hebrews 8:5.
就是下一半齁正如摩西啊将要造帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他说
Who served the copy shadow heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle.
神对他说你要谨慎做各样的物件。
God told him, see that you make all things.
都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
而神他所以给摩西有这样一个山上的样式。
God showed Moses this pattern on the mountain.
神在他的心目中
In his heart,
他是早已经想到他的儿子。
The Lord had already had his son in mind.
有一天他的儿子要成为人的儿子。
Because one day his son would become the son of man.
因为我们已经说过了。
Because we have already spoken.
在旧约里面呢，所有的无论是圣殿、帐幕、圣所、至圣所。
In the Old Testament, all the buildings, the sacred buildings, whether it's the holy temple or the holy of holies or the holy place, etc.
以及啊，里面所有的物件。
And especially all the things in the tabernacle.
没有一样不是啊，预表耶稣基督的。
They all typify Jesus.
每一样都是为了要说明耶稣基督的某一方面。
They all point to some aspect of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣成为人子，人的儿子。
For Jesus to become the Son of Man.
也可以说啊，就是神在山上指示摩西要造的那个会幕的那个模样。
You could also say that is actually symbolized, typify the pattern, shown on the mountain.
所以当我们
or the tabernacle.
当我们读圣经读到耶稣他说人子怎样人子怎样。
So when we hear, when we come to passages talking about the Son of Man was this way and that way.
我们的领会就是说这个原来是神的儿子现在成为人的儿子。
Well, our understanding should be now the Son of God has become the Son of Man.
换句话说，用保罗的话来说，就是神在肉身显现。
Using the word of Paul, this is God manifest in the flesh.
就是提摩太前书第三章十六节，那里说大在敬虔的奥妙，无人不以为然，神在肉身显现。
In 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul says, Great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh.
这就是人子的意思。
This is what the Son of Man means.
那第二个意思跟我们是有密切关系的。
And then the second meaning has intimate relationship with us.
那就是这个人他的样式他的模型就是我们应该有的那个样式。
It means this man, his likeness, is the likeness that we should have.
或者说神他要在地上要得着的人。
Or you could say, the man that God wants to gain on this earth.
他要得着你，得着我。
He wants to gain you, he wants to gain me.
最终的目标就是能够像人子，耶稣人子这样。
His final purpose is that we would all be like the Son of Man, Jesus.
那我们看第八章好我们
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 8.
我们从第一节读起。
Let's look at verse 1.
他说我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的。
Now this is the main point of the things we are saying.
就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
That we have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
注意第二节说在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。
Pay attention, verse 2, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected.
这个帐幕是主所知的不是人所知的。
Lord erected and not man.
你要注意这个帐幕啊不是当初在地上神叫摩西啊借着人的手所知达的。
This true tabernacle is not that man-made tabernacle built by Moses.
这个帐幕呢，乃是神所知的。
This is a God-made tabernacle.
那么到底这里所指的帐幕是什么意思？
So what is this tabernacle he's referring to here?
我们必须要回到旧约啊，所讲的那个帐幕和圣殿。
We need to go back to the Old Testament understanding.
我刚才已经说过。
The tabernacle and the holy temple. 无论是帐幕或
是圣殿。
Whether it's the holy temple,
圣所或者至圣所
or the tabernacle, holy place,
还有里面所有的物件
holiest of holies, all the things there,
都是指着耶稣基督以及他的救恩所说的
they all point to Jesus Christ and his salvation works.
帐幕在圣经里面
in the Bible, the tabernacle,
无论是旧约也好或是新约也好
whether Old Testament or New,
那个最主要的属灵的意思
the main spiritual meaning,
就是神跟人住在一起
the tabernacle of God and man,
神住在人里面
God lives in man,
人也住在神里面
man lives in God,
这就是圣经里所说那个帐幕的那个属灵的意思
this is the spiritual meaning of tabernacle,
在旧约呢只是外面的一个建筑物啊来预表来说明这一件事。
In the Old Testament, we simply have a physical manifestation to point to the spiritual reality.
我们知道旧约里面那个帐幕有时候叫做会幕。
You also know that the tabernacle in the Old Testament is sometimes called the tent of meeting.
那个会幕啊就是啊会见的一个帐篷。Tent of meeting, 这个英文的翻译就是啊一个见面的一个帐篷。
So tent of meeting, it is the place where God meets man.
乃是神跟人见面的地方。神跟人见面，神跟人啊这样相交，还有同住的地方。
Right, it's the place where God meets man and man meets God.
所以他到了第八章，他就讲说，我们所讲的这些哈，第一件要紧的事情啊，就是这样。
So he's saying of the things I speak, this is the most important thing you must take notice.
我们有了这样一位大祭司。
We have such a high priest.
就是说耶稣来了。
Jesus has come.
他已经成为我们的榜样。
He has become our example.
在他的身上。
On him.
我们看到神怎么住在他里面。
We see how God dwells in this man.
我们也看到他如何住在神里面。
We also see how he dwells in God.
我们看到了这个 现在我们有了这样一位大祭司。
We see that we have such a high priest.
而且他已经完成了神所交给他的那个使命。
We see that he has completed the mission God gave him.
那就是要把堕落的人类从罪恶里面要救出来。
To bring fallen man out of its sinful condition.
要把他们要带回到神的面前。
Bring them into the presence of God.
恢复以前在伊甸园人类没有堕落之前的那个关系。
Restore the pre-fallen state of Adam and Eve.
就是跟神同住，跟神在一起相交。
The tabernacle of God and man in the beginning.
那这一件事情，耶稣来做成了。
When Jesus came, he accomplished this.
所以呢，他已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
That's why he is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
那么他在圣所里面呢，他就来服侍，这个做执事，就是他来服侍。
So in the holy place, he is serving us.
而且这个圣所，这个帐幕啊，他说不是那个属物质的，是地上的，乃是真的帐幕。
And this tabernacle is not an earthly tabernacle, but it's a true tabernacle.
所谓真的帐幕啊，就是真的神与人同住的一个地方。
True tabernacle means this is truly the place where God dwells with man.
那么这件事呢，首先在耶稣的身上，人子身上实现了。
And this reality was manifested first in the person of Jesus Christ.
然后在我们这些信耶稣的人，跟随耶稣的人身上也要实现。
And this reality also needs to be manifested in Christians, those of us who believe and follow Jesus.
而这个帐幕啊，才是真正神所要建立的帐幕。
This is the true tabernacle that God wants to build.
这个帐幕不是人所能够建立的，只有神才能够建立。
This tabernacle cannot be made with human hands, but by God alone.
所以他这里说，这个帐幕不是人所知的，乃是神所知的。
That's why it says here, this true tabernacle was Lord erected, not man.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let us look at John chapter 1.
让我们能够更深的明白这个帐幕的意思。
So we have a deeper understanding of tabernacle.
约翰福音第一章。
John, Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 1.
太初有道，一起来。太初有
道，
道与神同在，道就是神。好。
The word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。十四节。
Verse 14.
来。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
中间
And we beheld his glory,
有恩典有真理
glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
的荣光那这个道成肉身很明显的哈，就是指着耶稣说的。
The word became flesh, obviously this
refers to Jesus. 耶稣从太初就有。
Jesus was in the beginning.
耶稣在太初的时候，他就是道。
In the beginning, he was the Word.
他与神同在。
And he was with God.
他就是神。
And he is God.
他是三位一体的神。
He is the three-one triune God.
那到了十四节就告诉我们，耶稣出现了。
When you get to verse 14, Jesus appeared.
他成为肉身了。
He became flesh.
这就是保罗所说的，这是一个大在敬虔的奥秘。
This is the mystery of godliness.
神成了肉身。
God manifest in the flesh.
下面的话更有意思。
And then we go on.
道成了肉身。
More meaningful. Word became flesh.
这里说哈，住在我们中间。
And he dwelt among us.
住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And full of grace and truth.
这个住。
This dwelling.
它原文呢，就是支搭帐篷的意思。
The original actually means he tabernacled in, among us.
有的英文的翻译啊，就是翻成啊，支搭帐篷在我们中间。
Right, so there's some people translate as he tabernacled among us.
换句话说，这一位在太初就有的道，而就是神的道，人所看不见的，现在在肉身，我们看见了。
In other words, this one who was the beginning, who was the Word, who was invisible, has now become manifest and we can see him in the flesh.
他不仅是成为一个人，就是血肉之体的人。
Not only did he become a man of flesh and blood.
这个人里面有神。
This man has God in him.
这个人来到我们中间。
This man dwelt among us.
他是支搭帐篷。
Or you could say he tabernacled among us.
这是一个真的帐篷。
This is a true tabernacle.
这不是人所知的帐篷。
Not man-made.
这是神所知的帐篷。
God made.
而神怎么样能够跟我们这些信的人呢能够住在一起好像住在一个帐篷里面呢
So how could God dwell in the same tent as us?
那是借着耶稣基督的死而复活。
Through the death and resurrection of Jesus.
然后他升天了。
Therefore,
他升天了就把圣灵这样赐下来。
Therefore he ascended and poured out his Holy Spirit.
好让他借着圣灵也住在我们的里面。
And by the Spirit now he lives in us.
就是这一位太初就有的道。
So this one who was in the beginning
of the
word,
了肉身,
later on he became flesh.
然后为了要解决我们罪的问题,
therefore to solve the sin problem,
他就不得不为我们死在十字架上。
He had to die for us on
the cross. 然后第三天复活了,
rose third day.
复活以后有四十天了, 活活地向门徒们显现。
After he resurrected, 40 days appeared before the disciples.
然后他升天之前,
before ascension,
他就叫门徒们说,
he told his disciples,
你们要进城, 要等候父所应许的。
He said, now you need to wait for the promise of the Father.
他说, 约翰是用水施洗, 但不多几日, 你们要受圣灵的洗。
He said, John baptized with water, but in a few days, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
这个时候耶稣特别的吩咐他们说要等候要受圣灵的洗。
Jesus specifically commanded them, you must wait and wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
也就是他在别的地方所说的你们要领受圣灵。
In other words, other place, he says, you must receive the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵的洗就是被圣灵充满。
To receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是我们完全领受圣灵啊，来住在我们的里面。
Is that we completely receive the Holy Spirit to come live in us.
到了约翰福音第四章的时候
，As we come to John chapter 10,
耶稣啊，他就明明的说
，Jesus specifically said,
他说神就是灵。
He said God is Spirit.
神就是圣灵。
God is the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵降临啊，住在我们里面的时候，就是神在灵体里面降临，住在我们的里面。
When the Holy Spirit descends to live in us, that means God in spirit form is living in us.
我们也借着圣灵可以住在神里面。
And through His Spirit, we can also dwell in God.
那这一个帐篷就是第八章所说的这个真的圣所。
And this tabernacle is the true tabernacle in Hebrew.
不是人所知的呢，是神所知的一个帐篷。
Not man-made, but God-made.
这个帐篷呢，我们可以说广义的来说呢，就是他的教会。
This tabernacle,
是他所救赎回来的一般人。
This tabernacle can also be, in a broader sense, can be described as God's people, His church.
那你和我都是这一个帐篷的一部分。
You and me are all part of this tabernacle.
这个帐篷就是我们昨天晚上所讲的那个属天的耶路撒冷。
This tabernacle can also be called the New Jerusalem, Heavenly Jerusalem.
在圣经最后啊，出现的也是神所要完成的。就是那个圣城新耶路撒冷
is also that final masterpiece of God, the New Jerusalem city of God.
那么圣经告诉我们说，这个圣城新耶路撒冷就是基督的心腹。
And the Bible says heavenly Jerusalem is also the bride of Christ.
而且这一般人呢，他们呢，是穿着洁白的细麻衣，
And、
光明洁白的细麻衣的。
We read these are the ones with the bright linen.Dressed, arrayed in bright linen.
昨天晚上我们已经读过了哈，这个光明洁白的细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And this bright shining linen is the righteousness of the saints.
圣徒所行的义就是他们所活出来的耶稣基督。
The righteousness of the saints is simply the righteousness of Christ lived out in His people.
也就是说，这般人被神改变了，像耶稣人子那样。
In other words, these people have been transformed to look like the Son of Man Himself.
我们比如说我们这几天在这里聚会的时候，我们实在享受神的同在。
Like these few days, we really enjoyed God's presence among us.
真的可以说，在每一次聚会里头，神的同在都是那样的丰富。
We can say each time we gather, how rich is the Lord's presence.
今天晚上我们敬拜的时候，好像神的灵在这大大的浇灌。
Also tonight, we felt like the Lord's Spirit was being poured out among us tonight.
我们这一般人,
we people,
照着希伯来书第八章所说的,
according to Hebrews 8,
我们就是神的那个真的帐幕,
we are that true tabernacle.
祂的灵在我们当中,
His Spirit is among us.
而且在以弗所书第二章那里说,
and Ephesians 2, it says,
教会啊, 需要被建造,
the church needs to be built up.
成为神可以借着圣灵所居住的所在。
That it may become the dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
教会要一直被圣灵充满。
The church needs to be continually filled with the Spirit.
直等到神可以借着他的灵支搭帐篷在我们中间。
And built up until God himself can tabernacle among us.
这个时候我们就会像耶稣那样。
Then we'll be like Jesus.
这一个聚会,
this kind of meeting.
可以说是一个荣耀的聚会,
that will be a glorious
是一个通天的聚会,
meeting.
通天的聚会,
is a meeting that has an open heaven.
因为耶稣已经为我们开了一条又新又活, 是一个通天的道路。
That's because Jesus has opened a new and living way so we can have open heaven.
我们在这样聚会当中,
in this kind of meeting, it's very easy for us to touch God. Anybody who touches us, when we get touched, we don't necessarily know. We just know that we're being touched crying. We only know how wonderful it is here. But do you not know that God is tabernacling among us? Then we become His true tabernacle. A tabernacle that God has made unto for Himself. As God creates a tabernacle like this among us,
我们就开始经历到, 耶稣是充充满满有恩典。
Then we have an understanding that Jesus is full of grace and truth.
那在第八章里面呢, 还有一个重点很重要的,
Hebrews 8, also very important.
第五节,
verse 5.
他说, 他们供奉的事啊, 本是天上事的形状与影像。
Those who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things.
正如啊, 摩西造帐篷的时候, 神对他这样说的。
As Moses was divinely instructed.
他这里引用摩西的话,
he uses Moses' words
最主要的意思,
here. The main meaning.
就是说, 摩西所造的那个帐篷是有所指的, 有所预表和影射的。
That means the tabernacle that Moses built has divine meaning and points to spiritual meaning.
那个帐篷和里面的物件,
and all the things in that tabernacle.
他说, 都是啊, 那个天上式的形状和影像。
Those were all shadow of the heavenly things and copy.
这个中文的翻译啊, 这里不好说是天上式的形状和影像。
So the Chinese says these are heavenly things.
好几个地方啊, 这个中文的圣经都把它翻成天上, 其实啊, 英文的翻译就比较好啊, 是 heavenly, 就是属天的意思。 是属灵的意思。
Yeah, the Chinese kind of miss this. The heavenly things. Actually, it means they're heavenly things, spiritual things.
所以他们旧约所侍奉的, 所供奉的, 哈, 乃是啊, 属灵事物的一个预表。
So, all the services of the Old Testament are a picture of the spiritual services of the New Testament.
在旧约里面它属物质的。
In the Old Testament, they were material.
到了新约是属灵的。
In the New Testament, it's spiritual.
而且呢, 它是专门指作, 专门是针对耶稣一个人所说的。
And all these things are pointing to Christ.
那今天主耶稣在我们当中。
Today, the Lord Jesus is in our midst.
那到了第八章哈, 到了第八节的时候, 我们就可以看得更清楚一点。
In chapter 8, in verse 8, we see more clearly.
前面他一直讲哈, 耶稣来了, 就更好了, 就更美了哈。
And before that, he's saying when Jesus comes, everything is better, more beautiful.
然后第八节他就讲到啊, 那个旧约。
And in verse 8, he talks about Old Testament.
所以主指着他的百姓说,
so the Lord says about his people.
那个小字啊, 更好一点。 所以主指前约的缺欠说,
在哪里?
That's not in the English.
It's not in the English.
在英文里面没有。Yeah.
Okay.
This is the margin in the Chinese Bible. In the margin, it says, the Lord speaking of the imperfections of the Old Testament. Yeah. 他就说日子将到呢，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Then it says, behold, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
这个新约就是我们现在啊所生活的这个时代。
New covenant is the time we are in right now.
我们在新约时代的人呢、啊、比旧约的时代不知道多么有福气。
We who are in the new covenant age, how much more blessed we are than the old covenant.
那个最大的福气就是耶稣来了。
Of course, the greatest blessing that Jesus has come.
他成为我们的救主。
He has become our Savior.
他住在我们的里面。
He dwells in us.
我们可以住在他的里面。
We can dwell in him.
他得胜了，我们可以有份于他的得胜。
His victory, we have a part in it.
哦，我们能够改变像他。
We can be changed into his image.
所以这个保罗哈，他讲到啊，这个旧约的荣光跟新约的荣光的时候。
So when Paul talks about the difference between the glory of the old and the new testament.
他说那个新约的荣光比旧约的荣光大得多。
He said the new covenant glory is so much greater.
旧约的荣光会过去的。
New testament glory will pass.
新约的荣光永远不会过去。
New testament glory is forever.
你想耶稣在我们的里面。
Think about Jesus Christ is in us.
我们常常发出他的荣光。
And we express His glory.
会不会过去？不会过去的。
Will it pass away? Never.
但是在摩西当时他脸面上所显的荣光啊。
But Moses, the glory on his face.
那是会退去的。
It was a fading glory.
但是耶稣基督在我们里面那个荣光。
But the glory of Jesus Christ within us.
假如我们的信心不住的增长。
As our faith increases.
我们跟他的关系越来越亲密。
As our relationship with more and more intimate.
常常被他的灵所充满。
Often be filled with His Spirit.
把他的话丰丰富富的藏在我们的心里面。
Store His Word richly in your heart.
我告诉你啊，我们是啊，应该是常常发光的基督徒。
We should be Christians who are full of light.
正如啊，这个哈盖书所说的哈，这一个殿，它幕后的荣耀是大过先前的荣耀的。
Just like the book of Haggai says that the latter glory shall overshadow the former glory.
我们的身子就是圣灵的殿。
Because our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. This is the New Testament temple.
这个殿的荣耀是大过先前的荣耀的。
This New Testament temple,
我要跳起来。
It's way beyond the Old Testament temple. Way more glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen. 我真的感谢主啊，我里面那个喜乐啊，真的越来越多。
I really...Praise the Lord, the joy in me is just growing every day more and more.
我不是说我每天都是这样，时时刻刻都是这样。
I'm not saying that every day, every moment I'm this way.
但是我可以说我到了一个地步，我现在好像没有不高兴的时候了。
But I can say that I've gotten to a point where I'm very rarely unhappy.
我也不敢说哈，我绝对不会生气。
I'm not going to say that I never get angry.
但是啊，我不知道什么时候，上一次什么时候生气，我不知道。
Well, let me put it this way. I can't remember the last time I lost my temper.
哦，那个里面的荣光越来越大。
Because that glory of light in me is...
不是像旧约摩西那时候，脸上的那个荣光会渐渐衰退的。
It's getting bigger and bigger. It's not like that fading glory on Moses' face.
那是外面的荣光。
Because that was an outward glory.
它是脸面上发光。
It was upon his face.
那今天我们新约时代的那个荣光是在我们里面的。
But today, that glory emanates from within us.
所以圣经说哈，义人的路如同黎明的光。
So the Bible says the path of the just is like the shining sun.
箴言第四章第十八节。
义人的路
如同黎明的光。
The path of the just is like the shining sun.
越照越明。
Which grows brighter and brighter until the noonday.
但这是比喻的话。
Of course, this is a metaphor.
所以黎明的话就是天还没有完全亮了。
Physically, it means that the day has not grown bright yet.
天开始有一点亮。
It's like a little light
in the night. 但是那个天越来越亮。
But as we approach the daytime, the light increases.
然后太阳出来了。
And then the sun arises.
然后呢，有十点钟、十一点钟、到十二点钟。
Then 10 and 11, 12.
到了午正。
Then when it comes to
那个太阳完全出来的时候，那就是
太阳
的明亮。
Finally, when the sun totally rises, it just fills the sky with light.
这是说到耶稣基督在我们里面的那个荣光。
This bespeaks of the glory that emanates.
开始的时候不是那么明亮。
Maybe in the beginning it's not so bright.
好像有时候我们可以说，哎，这个好像是神对我说，嗯，到底还是我自己说。
Like in the beginning, we'll go, is that God? Is that me?
好像神与我同在，可是有时候我又摸不着他同在。
And then we'll feel like sometimes I feel God is with me, sometimes I'm not sure, is that God?
这个是黎明的光。
This is the gleaming, this is dawn.
虽然还不亮，但是是一点光了。
There's a little light coming.
这个光会越来越亮。
This light will grow brighter and brighter.
哦，我们里面啊，那个喜乐，我们跟随主，我们爱主，侍奉主。那个里面的喜乐会越来越多。
That joy within our hearts will increase more and more.
所以这就是那个彼得哈，他曾经否认过主，可是到了后来，他里面呢有了这个荣光。
So even though Peter he denied the Lord before, but later on that light grew in him.
他那个喜乐越来越多。
So he became more and more joyful.
等到他写那个彼得前书的时候。
So when he wrote 1 Peter,
那个时候他说我已经快要离开世界了。
He said, I'm about to depart.
但是你听他怎么说呢？
But listen to what he said.
他说你们虽然不见他。
He said, though whom having not seen.
就是爱他。
I love him.
因为相信他。
Because believing him.
在我们里面。
In me.
住在我们里面。
Living in me.
我们就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
His joy unspeakable and full of glory.
他那个荣光大到一个地步啊，他说不出来，不知道怎么来形容。
His glory was so great, he had no words to express himself.
他只能说满有荣光。
All he could say is, unspeakable, full of glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是他到了晚年，就是啊，这个义人的路到后来越来越荣耀的。
So we see Peter in his last years more and more glorious.
所以我常常跟弟兄姐妹说。
So I often tell brothers and sisters.
也许我看到他们有进步了，有改变了。
So I see some change in them.
我常常跟他们说。
I often say to them,
我说你会越来越好。
You're going to get better and better. Amen.
我的意思是它里面那个荣光会越来越大。
What I mean is that radiant glory in them will grow brighter and brighter.
越来越像耶稣。
We'll be more and more like Jesus.
我们是大有盼望的人。
We are full of hope.
我常常说我不看我现在的情形。
Okay, I don't look at my present condition.
我是看我越来越好。
I look at myself getting better and better.
我今天不够好是不是？
Today I'm not good enough.
可是我比昨天又好了一点。
But I'm better than yesterday.
Hallelujah. 昨天呢、啊、有一个姐妹跟我说，她说牧师你跟去年又不一样了。
Yesterday there was a sister who said, Pastor, you seem to be a little different than last year.
我说我们每一个人都应该比去年不一样了。
I said, all of us should be different year by year.
我们每一年都应该在那里一直有进步。
Every year there should be improvement.
如果是这样的话，你就做基督徒是多么兴奋的一件事情。
If that is your situation, you'll be exciting to be a Christian.
不管别人怎么对你。
Doesn't matter how others treat you.
你都是这样喜乐。
You're so full of joy.
因为你里面的荣光越来越大。
Because that radiant glory in you is growing.
这个就是第八章所讲的这个新约。
This is what Hebrews talks about, the new covenant.
新约比旧约更荣耀。
New covenant is more glorious than the old.
旧约是有欠缺的。
The old covenant, there is lack.
但是新约，神所立的新约，这是更美之约，是更完全的约。
The new covenant is a more excellent covenant, a more perfect covenant.
然后第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
主又说。
Verse 10, the Lord said again,
那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。
After those days, the covenant I will make with the house of Israel.
以色列哈，神在旧约，神说话常常用以色列，用犹大啊，就是指着 他的子民他的儿女说的。
When the Lord talks about the house of Israel, Judah, he's referring Jacob, he's talking about his people.
这些都是代名词，比如说锡安的民啊。
These are just synonyms.
锡安的女子啊。
Oh, people of Zion.
都是神指
着daughters of Zion.
自己的儿女所说的。
These are all referring to his chosen people.
我们都是他的儿女。
We are all his children.
所以我们读到这些名词就是要知道就是指着我们说的。
So when we read this, it's talking about us. But we see the covenant he has with us is this way. I will put my laws in their mind. Write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, no longer remember their sin and lawless deeds. In that he says a new covenant. He has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. From verses 10 to 12,
那个真的圣所还有真的帐幕的意思。
Now he's starting to talk about that true tabernacle referred earlier in the chapter.
旧约的那个帐幕是预表。
Old covenant tabernacle is a type.
那个旧约的祭司也是预表耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Old Testament priest is simply a type of Jesus Christ as our real high priest.
旧约人要赎罪必须要用牛羊的血来赎罪。
In the Old Testament, the only way we could have our sins cleansed is by the animal sacrifice's blood.
但是到了新约,
but in the New Testament,
是耶稣基督自己为我们所流的血。
It is the very blood of Jesus Christ himself shed on our behalf.
是神他的儿子所流的宝血。
It is the very Son of God shed his blood for us.
这个血是说的更美的。
This blood speaks of better things.
是更有效的。
More efficacious.
但是我们要注意的，要注意的，特别是里面。
What we need to pay attention to is inwardly.
神说，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
So says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts.
这就是我们一直所说到的，我们的心灵的问题。
This is what we keep on talking about, our heart condition.
知道我们今天跟神所发生的关系是在心灵里面。
Our relationship today with God is a matter of the heart.
是内在的关系。
Is an inward.
基督是内在的基督。
Relationship. Jesus is an inward Jesus.
圣灵乃是内住的圣灵。
Holy Spirit lives inside us.
我们的喜乐和平安乃是内在的平安和喜乐。
Our joy and peace is an inward joy and peace.
因为耶稣基督住在我们的里面。
Because Jesus dwells within us.
神和我们在一起。
God is with us.He tabernacles with us. Because he wants to be our God. And we his people. He likes this. As we receive the salvation of Jesus Christ in this way. As we by faith live in his living word in this way. Then,God tabernacles among us.
这是真的圣所，是真的帐篷。
This is the meaning of the true tabernacle.
而且在这个帐篷里面服侍我们的。
The one who serves us in this tabernacle.
耶稣基督。
Is Jesus Christ.
乃是他荣耀的灵。
And his glorious spirit.
每次他用圣灵浇灌的时候。
Every time the Holy Spirit comes to fill us.
或者我们唱诗。
As we sing.
或者是听到。
Or listen to preaching.
或者是安静的时候,
or in our quietness.
哦, 那个神的灵就下来,
then the Holy Spirit comes.
我们就情不自禁的就哭了,
suddenly,
就喊出来,
we cannot help but cry out and tears come.
这都是耶稣这位大祭司在服侍我们。
This is the High Priest Jesus serving us.
他照着我们每一个人不同的需要来服侍我们。
According to our different needs, he serves us.
软弱的他就加力量。
Weak, he gives us strength.
忧伤的他就会叫我们喜乐。
For the grieving, he gives us joy.
伤痛的、受伤的，他就来医治。
For the painful, he heals.
虚空的，他就来满足我们。
For the empty, he fills.
陈旧的，他就会更新我们。
For the old, he renews.
照着我们不同的需要，他这边来服侍，在这个真帐幕里面做执事。
According to our different needs, he serves us in this true tabernacle.
还有两个地方的圣经很重要。
Two more places.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
最后一节二十四节
The very last verse 324 1 John
我们一起来读
Let's read together. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Amen.
因为他把圣灵赐给我们
Because he has given us his Holy Spirit,
我们才有一个能力遵守他的命令
That enables us to be able to keep his commandments.
而他把圣灵赐给我们
And by giving us his Holy Spirit,
就是教我们知道是他住在我们里面
So let us know that he lives in us.
我们也住在他的里面
And we can live in him.
是他穿着我们这个肉身来遵行他的命令
That he, in flesh and wearing our flesh and blood, fulfills God's command.
遵守神命令的就是住在神里面。
So therefore it says, he who keeps his commandments abides in him.
因为一个人如果没有住在神里面,
Because a person does not abide in him,
他没有力量来遵守神的命令。
He has no way to fulfill God's commands.
那么神也住在他的里面。
And then God abides in him.
他才有力量来遵守神的命令。
That's the only way we can do God's commands.
然后下面就说我们所以知道神住在我们里面是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵
Then it says How do we know he abides in us? By the Holy Spirit he has given us
我们所以知道神住在我们里面是因为他把他的圣灵赐给我们了
How do we know he abides in us? Because his Spirit is in us given to us
第四章
Chapter 4
第十三节
Verse 13 Chapter 4
一起来
Let's read together.
神将他的灵赐给我们
we know that we abide in him,
从此就知道
and he in us,
我们是住在他里面
because he has given us
of
his spirit. Hallelujah.
每次我们提到圣灵的时候
Every single time we talk about Holy Spirit,
圣灵充满圣灵的洗
the filling, the baptism,
我们应该马上就想到说神住在我里面
We should immediately think that God liveth in me.
我也住在神里面。
And I am in God.
因为他把圣灵赐给我们。
Because he's given us his Holy Spirit.
从此我们就知道神住在我们的里面。
From that point on, we know that the Holy Spirit is living in us.
我们也住在他的里面。
And we live in him.
那么神住在我们里面怎么样呢?
And God dwelling in us, what does this mean?
第四章第四节。
Let's look at verse 4 now of chapter 4. 1 John.
小子们呐
You are of God, little children.
一起来
Let's read together. You are of God, little children. And I've overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah.
因为那在你们里面的圣灵神住在我们的里面
Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
比这个世界上的更大
Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in this world.
如果在我们当中啊，还有人你觉得软弱的
，If there is in our midst people who still feel weak,
还在挣扎的
，You're still struggling,
还在痛苦的
，Still in pain.
现在我告诉你一个好消息
，I'm here to tell you good news.
神的灵在你里面
，The Spirit of God is in you.
就是神住在你里面
，That means God lives in you.
你也住在神的里面
，And you are in God.
在你里面的这一位。
The one who's in you is greater than he who's in the world. No matter what the world is, the one who's in you is greater than the world.
这个更大不是一个那个 size 大小的问题
Greater is not a matter of size.
乃是更有能力的
means it has more
power. 更伟大的
more great.
我们要常常这样宣告
We need to often declare this.
在我里面的比这世界的更大
Oh, he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world.
Hallelujah. 你知道吗？有时候啊，我们就是信的不够啊。
You know, so often our faith is so inadequate.
可是我们过得很苦啊，就是我们信的不够。
You know, many times we suffer because our faith is so lacking.
所以我喜欢希伯来书。
That's why I like Hebrews.
希伯来书就叫我们相信。
Hebrews is all about faith.
而且相信到底。
And yet,
他说如果我们要是坚持起初的信心的话，
and we need to believe to the end.
我们就在基督里面有份了。
And we hold the confession of the faith to the end. We have a part with Jesus Christ.
第三章那里说哈，他说我们要持守这个可夸的盼望和胆量。
In Hebrews 3 says that we need to hold to this hope to which we boast.
这样我们就是神的家了。
Then we are the household of God.
那个意思说，这样我们就是真是神的帐篷。
That means we are true tabernacle of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你知道，有时候我在这讲到，我也重新得力啊。
You know, sometimes as I'm preaching, I get my strength renewed.
因为神的话是造就我每一个人的。
Because the word edifies us.
所以传的、听的都应该得到造就。
Those who preach, those who listen, we all get renewed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
we want to give all the glory to
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Let us sing one more time.
荣上加荣。短短的，我们就用这个诗歌来作为一个结束。赞美主。94首。诗歌本94首。
94。
我们一起站起来唱。
Let us stand up and sing this together.
Thank you, Lord.
Will be a little more glorious, I believe. Really this way. Really this way. So many brothers and sisters come from so far away. Taiwan, Hong Kong. Some have paid a real price to come here.
我想到这里我也很受感动。
When I think about this, I'm very moved.
可是我也知道这是值得的。
I know this was worth it.
这是值得的。
This was worth it.
哈利路亚，我们再唱。
Okay, let's sing again.
From glory to glory, he's changing me.
Furthermore, as we look at the people around us, our beloved relatives and family members, as we see those who are not changing so quickly among us, remember patience. They are in the process of changing. Don't be
那个微波式的改变，那不是真的改变。微波炉那个微波是microwave，the
microwave change is not real change.
那个慢慢的改变才是真的改变。The
gradual change is real change.
我们为着我们所看到的一点点改变，我们都要感谢赞美。If
you just see a little change, you should praise the Lord for that.
Hallelujah！要忍耐。
Patience, endurance.
要给神有时间,
give God time.
好像那个 David Eames 牧师说的, 你不要催神,
like David, Brother David said, don't push God.
神做工有他的时间的,
God has His timing.
昨天晚上我们有听到, 凡事都有定时,
and we heard also, sister, that everything has God's timing.
所以在你还没有看到啊，你说。 急于要看的那个效果的时候,
when you don't see that immediate result that you're looking for,
要忍耐,
patience,
要相信,
faith.
我们一定要给人有成长的空间,
we must give people space to grow.
在教会里是这样,
in the church,
在家里面如此,
in the family,
我们周遭的人也是这样,
among the people around us the same.
要相信,
we must believe.
他一定会改变,
he will definitely change.
我们一定会改变,
and we will definitely change.
神正在改变我们了,
and God is currently changing us.
就在这两个礼拜里头,
even in these 2 weeks,
他已经改变了我们很多了,
he's already changed us a lot.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, 真的,
thanks, Jesus.
满了盼望,
full of glory.
满了盼望, 赞美主,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
我快乐, 耶稣在我心,
耶稣在我心,
耶稣改变我,
Jesus really loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. Jesus
loves me. Jesus changed me. Hallelujah.
Jesus changed me.
Serving us in this true tabernacle. He knows how to raise our spirit. He knows how to renew our strength. The joy of Jehovah is our strength.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Enjoy His service. Right now, He's serving your hearts.
Hallelujah.
Enjoy His service to you.
Wonderful Jesus. So wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Let Him come right now and fill your heart.
Let Him fill all your vision,
your
heart, your soul, and your body.
Let
Him fill your whole
being.
这首诗歌好像我们不能唱啊，刚才姊妹弹的那个英文的名字就是 Glorious things are spoken of thee， 这是讲到教会他的帐幕所述说的不是那么的荣耀。
This is talking about the glory of the church, so glorious what God will do in the church.
83首
美丽西安我
唱完了，我们就做一个结束的祷告。83首
83 Glorious things of thee are spoken, then we will conclude in a word of prayer.
我们唱完了以后，我们还是要请那个 David Eames 牧师啊，到前面带我们做结束的祷告。
And we will ask our brother Eames to come and conclude in a word of prayer. After this hymn.
美丽西安，我们一起来唱。
Glorious things of thee are spoken.